The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time here at Broadcast Central. And on this Thursday, just want to let you know, we've got an interesting update here from Scott Shara coming up in the next hour. You remember the hospital, he is saying, murdered his daughter with a three-drug cocktail. He's filed a lawsuit. We're going to get an update on that. Fred Dyshevsky also, the distinguished journey he has through the financial world, marked by a dedication to excellence, impressive list of credentials. He is going to be joining us too, as well, talking about de-dollarization, a shift in global currency dynamics, the BRICS, the whole nine yards. So I know, you wonder where that old saying "hit the BRICS" came from. Yeah, nah, see, they're messing with us. Here we got a fiat currency and they just want to replace it with another fiat currency. So just being run around in circles like a rat in a maze, right? Sometimes you feel that way, but that's all right. I just want to say a little prayer for America this morning that, you know, she can wake up in time to stop this nonsense. And I'm sure you all join with me in that, right? I can't even get a hallelujah this morning. 20% off of my books at the Power Mall this week. And who knows, I might just keep that sale going on for a while. We got to get the information out there. I dove online this morning and oh my God, there's more foreclosures. More foreclosure notices in the books. Everything that Adam Data, all the information I'm getting from that. It's one of the reasons why I want to do this advanced CODA workshop in Dallas in November. We've already started advertising for it and it's limited seating, but I'm actually going to be training attorneys and people like that at this event. And this is if you know somebody that's in trouble, they really need to attend because it's worth saving their home. I know people who have actually been, and in fact, I just had one gentleman who has been fighting his foreclosure in his home for better than 15 years. 15 years. And he's going to be there. He comes to every single one of the classes. Loves it. Gets more information every single time he shows up. And he uses it to fight his own case. So it's what amazes me about all this, and it's not just the books and the information that gets put out, but the fact that somebody has taken the time, and I know, we get later in life, and it's like, we don't want to bother with stuff like this. This is too much. I just want to live my life, and I just want to be at peace, and I don't care, and just like mommy, que sera, sera. Oh, yeah. And it's just whatever. I don't vote. I don't do anything. I just sit around here all day. I don't have anybody to talk to, and I want to wallow in self-pity. Okay. See, those are the kinds of people I want to pray for. Because really, you know, unless we stand up, this country is doomed. Anyway, so the books are there. The research is there. The information is there. And if everybody knew the law, well, everybody be walking in love. Nope, Satan's world. We all know it. Got a real problem there. When it's Satan's world, that means that not everyone is walking in love and everyone is out to do other people harm. Oh, yeah, we got stories about that, too. In today's news, we got 15%, by the way, not just 10, but 15% off OptiVita products at the Power Mall. And no code is necessary if you go shopping there. ThePowerMall.com. Yeah, man, makes me want to do my old late Howard Cosell. The Power Mall, just can't say enough, thepowermall.com. If you please, back in 60 seconds. Yeah, so the Power Mall opens at 8 o'clock Central. This is how we stay on the air. And of course, I know for those of you who are going, I'm counting down the days, Dave. Yeah, I know. Tomorrow is our last broadcast on shortwave. Not our last broadcast, just on shortwave. If that's how you listen, we do have another telephone number. If you have been paying attention, which I know you've been paying attention to shortwave, you can call us at the toll-free number at the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 to find out your other options. Or we have a phone number if you have toll-free minutes, because this is not a toll-free number. You have to have minutes and data available on your phone. And if you have unlimited long distance, then you can call 631-359-8232, and you can listen. You can go to the library. You can look up the archives. I mean, there's all sorts of, I don't want to get up and go. I'm getting too old for this stuff. I just want to listen. I get it. I get it. Some of you are a little flustered, and that's understandable. That's why we've got a satellite system out there from Rick Kaler. Rick will be on the show tomorrow talking about it and enticing you to send us a letter as to why you deserve the freebie he's going to give away. This $269 Galaxy 19 KO band free-to-air satellite system at ricksatelliteusa.com. That's right. Rick's got a phone number in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri at 816-228-1801. And if you send us a letter to support at thepowerhour.com or snail mail it to us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814, please be sure either way to include your name, address, and phone number, because if Rick likes what you wrote, hi, Rick, this is Joe, and I'm writing because I deserve this dish because, and then you state your reasons. And if Rick likes it, he's going to call you to make sure you can use it. Because it's like, well, Rick, I live in the woods, and it's dark in here, and I live in a cave, and I don't have access to anything. And it's like, okay, I can't help you. Yeah, if you're gonna be a hermit, and you live in the woods, and you don't have direct access to the southern hemisphere and the equator, so we can point the satellite dish at the equator, then we can't help you. I guess you like living as a recluse. Okay, I get it. Joseph Meyer, by the way, we had him on the show. He's got the special newsletter promotion for the Power Hour listening audience, Straight Money Analysis. He's going to extend the newsletter promotion this week. So if you go to straightmoneyanalysis.com, you can get the one-year price plus a bunch of extra add-ons for the six-month subscription. $149.95. And you stay on top of everything that's going on right now. You really need to be informed as far as finances go. And as we move along with Fred Jaszewski in the show today, later in the program at the bottom of next hour, you'll find out exactly how serious this is going to get. We have a partners tab as well. And it's different from affiliates, okay? We have vendors, we have affiliates. The affiliates are partners. The partners have their own websites. You go there, you shop. Some of them, you use the code Power Hour. And then you call us, take 5 minutes to call or email, let us know, so we get credit for the purchase. That's how that works. We have newsletters that are absolutely free. We take the time, go spare no expense, to sit down, run through news, look at what's relevant, what's not, and put it on a newsletter. Both the Power Hour and the Power Mall have them. When you go to the respective websites, just click on the newsletter tab and sign up. That easy. So now, where are we here? Moving along on this. Tomorrow is the 22nd of September. For those of you looking at your calendar, that is autumn equinox. I know. Is that relevant this morning? Have you had your coffee yet? Yeah. Moving along in D.C., the FBI, according to attorneys for January 6th defendants, said that there were more than 50 confidential FBI sources at the Capitol, working for them and other agencies. And this is according to a former official. And it looks like Pelosi was in on it. I told you this already. And you're, oh, it's like, come on, you all knew. Michael Jackson wannabe on a bad makeup day, Pelosi, turned down 10,000 National Guard troops. And you got to ask yourself that proverbial question, why? Well, in his first testimony before the House committee, we're talking about Mr. Sund. Yeah, he Capitol Police Chief, right? And of course, he was forced to resign January 28th, and he detailed his deep frustration at not getting the National Guard that would have been a game changer. Mr. Sund said in meetings with Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stanger and others that he asked him to approve his request for the National Guard soldiers. And of course, they said no. He asked Pelosi, she said no. And of course, when it came up in the hearing, you know, they were having this discussion about the troops, Mr. Sund said he came here looking for National Guard. We got to come up with another plan. Pelosi will never go for it. And this is, of course, Mr. Sund testifying before a House committee. So basically what's happening is that now former President Donald Trump has fodder, which he's been using, insisting that Nancy Pelosi bears the blame for what happened in J6. But if you look at the consequences of what happened at the Ellipse versus what happened at the Capitol building and why they didn't want that there, Muriel Bowowowser, yep, you know, the mayor of D.C., she didn't want him either. Here we could have prevented all this stuff from happening had we not had people like Ray Epps there and the guy up in the tower with the megaphone blasting at people to get in there, overrun the Capitol. And then you got insiders there taking the gates down and opening the doors and letting them in. The shaman, everybody else, yeah. See, you got to look at the obvious. First off, why isn't there 10,000 troops out there? It would have stopped everything. People would have just gone there and protested and had their little peaceful rally and everything would have been fine. But no, didn't work like that. No, they didn't have any National Guard troops there. They had Capitol Police that were severely outnumbered. And agents provocateur were inciting a riot. This is like entrapment. Kind of. It smacks like it, walks like a duck, talks like a duck. Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, so, I mean, this is what you get. When you show up there, I don't care if you were told to go peacefully protest. They were waiting for you. I'm talking about Pelosi's crew, the whole nine yards. It was a setup because this is how they were going to take Trump out. They were going to get him. No matter how they were going to do it, they were going to get him. They didn't want him in the White House again. They wanted to make sure that their man Biden was in there. Solid. They didn't care how they did it. They didn't care how many people got arrested. They didn't care how many people got shot to death. They didn't care how many people got beaten to death. They didn't care. Congress did not care. Pelosi doesn't care if you live or die. Realize that now. She does not care. Neither does Chucky in the Senate. None of them do. They don't care about you. They only care about them. They care about their pension. They care about their health care, their lifetime of living in the lap of luxury. Because so they go around and pat themselves on the back of all the things they did for the American people, which amounts to what? How many trillions of dollars in debt? Yep. And of course, we have now exclusive videos on our top five broadcast stories this morning. In the era of multiculturalization, as it continues, Border Patrol agents apprehended about 7,000 migrants during the last 3 days going across just one area of the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, mostly Venezuelan, just in 72 hours. And then, of course, here's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the UN. Yeah. Biden, what does he do? Goes up there, acts like a total bumbling idiot, almost knocks over a flag, and basically upstages the Brazilian president's unique reaction. Here's this left-wing president, Luiz da Silva of Brazil, up there making a speech. And of course, then Biden gets at the UN General Assembly and slurred his words and lost fights with a teleprompter, suffered brain freeze. Must have been too much ice cream there, Joe. Then, of course, Biden had his photo op with Da Silva. They both made a couple of remarks, and then Biden revealed once again he's not the guy in charge. People are telling him what to do. Oh, my goodness. You talk about demeaning the office of the president. Guy's a bumbling idiot. Mental acuity of office furniture. I mean, just pick a label. It's all right. You know, he's a public official. There is nothing defamatory because, see, if they want to come and accuse you of something, it's like, wait a minute, I got my day in court. I get discovery. I'm going to get somebody to do a psyche eval on this president and find out what an nincompoop he really is. I get discovery. You know, this is the funny thing about it. It works both ways, the legal setup in this country. It works both ways. And of course, the new DHS intelligence expert group featuring signers of a letter discrediting the Hunter Biden laptop story. Well, you know, the real truth is going to come out eventually. You know that. But here you got Dorcas Mayorkas yesterday or Tuesday announcing the establishment of this Homeland Intelligence Experts Group. And then when you look at the group, it's like all the guys that signed off saying that the laptop didn't amount to anything in this letter, trying to discredit it leading up to the 2020 presidential election. I mean, you got to look at the bottom line of this whole thing and wonder exactly what kind of chicanery they plan on pulling next year. I don't think they're going to wait until 2024 to start. I think it's already in motion. Plans are there. Now, if you've been paying attention to the media, moving on to world news here, 17 after the hour of 7 a.m. Central, could it be the work of AI or did somebody alter Zelensky's picture and figure? In other words, did they take Zelensky's beard off using AI and put breasts on him and make him look like a clone? Huh. This transgender spokesperson that was suspended by the military from Ukraine, of which Zelensky claims no knowledge? Well, look at this person's eyes and face and figure and wonder whether or not they took Zelensky and dressed him up as a woman. I mean, you got to look at the photo. If people are going to look at it and go, no, couldn't be. I don't know. Look at the eyes. Makes you wonder. See, it's amazing. With AI, you just don't know what to believe. They can literally, I mean, we had people call the show yesterday talking about they've got an AI software program now that will generate a girlfriend for you if you need somebody to talk to. But like, you know, don't ever confess to her that you're depressed because it's likely she's going to tell you to do something that doesn't sound right. Oh, my goodness. Dublin, Ireland. Hey, hey, hey. You got to love what's going on over there. It's almost every day, according to foreign delivery riders, they're facing gang attacks. You see, the kids over there have had it. Now they got a new brutal form of entertainment, a new way to get their yayas out by attacking food delivery riders, throwing rocks and bottles and sticks. And if they succeed in knocking over the rider, sometimes followed up with fists and knives and seize the bicycle as a trophy. The assaults are ranging from opportunistic and spontaneous to planned ambushes in which gangs ask for meals to be delivered to isolated areas and they lay in wait. Imagine that. Ireland's capital, no longer in lockdown, but the grisly sport continues. Huh. And all the victims. Man, it's like, nah, I'm not doing this anymore. Can you imagine that? Who's gonna deliver the food? Yeah, they're being attacked by gangs in Dublin. See how the unrest is? Now, the same thing is happening in the United States. You know, we have those two morons that ran over a retired California police chief with their car they stole. Yeah, that's the stuff I'm talking about. You let these kids get away with this stuff and they become emboldened because there's no consequence. Can you know it? I know it. So what do? Prepare ourselves? Be awake, alert, more vigilant, armed? I don't know. Poland, by the way, speaking of arms, is not going to be sending weapons to Ukraine anymore, according to their prime minister, as the grain dispute escalates. You see, you knew there was going to come a time when people started to wake up and went, wait a minute, I think we need to be paying more attention to what's going on in our country and less about what's going on next door. It's not affecting us right now. And here Poland's been a key ally of Ukraine since the Russian invasion and one of Kiev's main weapon suppliers. But like Chong said, not anymore, man. All right, so now we have this other situation coming out of the UN Climate Week. You got to love that, right? Now, do you remember back in securitization when, and I was just working on some of that stuff for the new manual for my workshop in November, and the they got this guy that came out during the securitization scheme that exposed it all. His name was Nouriel Roubini. That name ring a bell? Well, Mr. Roubini has now been tapped to start making public comments about what green finance needs to speed the global transition to a net zero economy. See, you got the UN Climate Week. Now you got COP28 in Dubai later on in the year. And Roubini's article basically is saying that we need to stop green wishing and greenwashing and start thinking about the instruments that will enable the private sector and private investors to channel more capital toward climate resilience and sustainable development. So you see, now all the powers that be out there are looking at the possibility of these 15-minute cities. Gee, what a great investment. Let's do that. Let's put our money there. Now, Disney just said they wanted to spend $60 billion putting in a theme park. Imagine Disney using that money to make a 15-minute city to where you're basically trapped in Never Never Land. Oh, and there's Michael Jackson. Yeah, he's having a sale. Little boy's pants, half off. Yeah. Major bank, by the way, is warning of Germany's failing economy amid inflation and recession. Germany is continuing to struggle with challenges in its manufacturing sector as it suffers from higher energy costs. This, according to Goldman Sachs economist Peter Oppenheimer. Well, Goldman Sachs, remember Fabrice Tuer? How could you not? He's the one that basically wrote an email to his girlfriend during the height of the securitization scam. He was working for Goldman Sachs at the time as a trader, encouraging all these investors to go out there and buy his junk bonds. And they all failed. He ended up having to pay, what, $825,000 in restitution to something. I mean, it wasn't a big deal, but he got found guilty on 6 of 7 counts of securities fraud. Yeah. And he referred to his work to his girlfriend in an email as mental masturbation. Seriously, it's what he said. Came out in the SEC hearings against him. They tied all this whole gobbledygook up in knots and nobody knew what was going on. This is exactly how it's going to play out on the stage today. And that's one of the reasons I'm glad we have Fred Dyshevsky on the show today so we can filter through all this garbage and make sense of it. South Korea lawmakers are voting to sack the prime minister, Han Duck-soo. God, it sounds like something I'd eat or order in a restaurant over there. Now, President Yoon is expected to exercise his power to reject the motion after Prime Minister Han Duck-soo was accused of incompetence. Well, at least it wasn't incontinence. what a mess that would be, right? India has suspended visas for Canadians as the row escalates. You know, you look at the word R-O-W and you can pronounce that two different ways, right? One is row, as in your what you do with your boat. The other one is row, as in a brouhaha. Yep. All of this killing of a Sikh separatist on Canadian soil. That's what started it all. Visa service provider BLS posted a message from India's mission blaming operational reasons for the decision of why they're suspending visas for Canadians so they won't be able to come over to India. In U.S. news, 24 minutes after the hour, for those of you, we're going to get into a lot more detail as time goes on. But as you know, Merrick Garland, the guy you love to hate, head of the DOJ, appeared yesterday before a House Judiciary Committee, and, wow, he didn't need a teleprompter. They saw right through him. And, of course, he goes, I'm not the president's lawyer. Heading off alleged expectations, his agency had worked to protect the Biden family to make sure that Biden got elected. Now, we talked about this yesterday with Cheryl Chumley and Don Jeffries. I mean, they literally, here's Trump out campaigning, and what's Biden do? Hide in his basement. Huh. Imagine that. Think it'll happen again? Now, we got some more news to talk about after the bottom of the hour, too, to enlighten you on that issue. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel took one in the can, blaming right-leaning jurors. Right-leaning. Now, let's see. That's RIGHT-learning or leaning, right-leaning. Now, is it because they upheld their oath to the Constitution or believe in the Constitution? Or was it because of their political persuasion? I think Dana Nessel needs a good scolding on the media, blaming right-leaning jurors for various acquittals returned in criminal trials over the alleged plot to kidnap her boss, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. On Friday, a Michigan jury found three men not guilty in the alleged kidnapping plot, bringing the total number of acquittals to 5 out of the 10 cases going to trial. Not a good rate if you're the AG trying to bring justice to your state. Oh, yeah. You know all about that, too, right? We've talked about that kidnapping plot enough to know that the FBI was involved in that, too. Wow. There's your right-leaning juror. In other words, we're awake, we see what you're doing, and we're not buying it. Thank you. Protesters outside a former assisted living facility turned migrant shelter. Oh, God. Prevented illegal aliens from getting off a bus for several hours in New York City, New York on Tuesday. About 10 protesters were arrested in Staten Island after a video showed them banging on bus windows and chanting, "Take them back. Take them back." Preventing the migrants from entering the shelter. You see, now you're starting to see the end results of how people react when they've had enough, right? Oh, it's going to get worse. 5 pro-life activists. These pro-life activists, they are on a mission. They're going to go in front of an abortion clinic no matter what happens to them. Well, 5 of them have been found guilty on charges of stopping women from entering a Washington abortion clinic in 2020, facing up to 10 years in prison. I hope it was worth it. What's the charge? Conspiring to prevent someone else from exercising their rights. Okay. This is, I don't know what to, this FACE Act, that's a setup. Why do you think they pass laws like this? To dare people to step over the line. They draw a line in the sand and they go, okay, dare you to cross it. Let's come up with a solution. It's called jail time. We'll pass this law. And then we'll tease everybody and make them come to the abortion clinic so we can arrest them and prosecute them with the very law we created for the solution. How's that work? Well, there's your problem right there. That's what we call Hegelian dialectic, folks. Yeah. We will be back with more news. Maybe a phone call or two after this important message is here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. We're filling you in with all the latest snooze. Yeah, the latest news that's going on here in the nation. Whether you choose to believe it or not, or you want to pick it apart, that's entirely up to you. By the way, I don't know if you heard, a conservative advocacy group that won a Supreme Court case against race-based enrollment policies at Harvard University. That's right. Pak the Khan, Harvard Yard. They're now suing the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, alleging the Academy's admissions policy is unconstitutional as it's partly based on race. Wow. This is Students for Fair Admissions doing this. I'm just wondering, you argue West Point uses race and ethnicity as factors in admissions, violating the Fifth Amendment's equal protection principle. But I always thought that going to West Point was an honor. I mean, you had to have grades and smarts and physique. I mean, they want to graduate really, I don't know. They might have run up to, depending on who you talk to, they might be running up against a brick wall on this one, hard to say. For those of you that got a chance to look at our email blast yesterday, Sherry Zaslowski, who is a commentator on newswithviews.com, put out a part one of the firebombing of Maui. Part two is going to be in the email blast today, talking about the children. Now, we're talking about the 2,000 kids that are supposedly missing. We had Steve Favis on that said it is likely that because of the directed energy weapons he thinks were used, these kids were literally, they had their entire DNA altered and were melted into carbon, likely burned to death. And they may not even have known. It might have been in an instant. They all of a sudden just zoop, which means, you know, that the weapons are there. They have them. They can use them. But you know what's really funny now? Nah, I got an interesting idea. I'm sitting there looking at pictures of Maui, and all I see are blue umbrellas and buildings with blue roofs on them. And I'm thinking, huh, maybe we should try to incorporate that same Pantone color and put metal roofs on our houses that is blue like that. I mean, they don't look, it's not a bad color. It doesn't look bad. But can you imagine that? Directed energy weapons wouldn't attack them because they don't attack that color. Did you notice that? Now, there should be a little, little incendiary tip there for you. Speaking of which, an armed robbery attempt at a Family Dollar store. You see, I told you this was going to start happening. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Foiled, thanks to the quick thinking and timely intervention of an armed Good Samaritan. Of course, you know, Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, high crime rates. Responsible gun ownership becomes very essential. This began about 10 p.m. Yesterday, two would-be robbers entered the store. The incident showcases the heroics of this local resident, happened to be carrying a firearm. And of course, what happened? Well, they pistol whipped the clerk in the store, demanded his money, said they'd kill him. And of course, the guy across the street closing up his store saw the incident, came over there, held him at gunpoint till the cops got there. One of them escaped, of course. They're still looking for him, but they got one in custody. You got to understand, I mean, this is the stuff I'm talking about. Becoming aware and arming yourself. You don't know what's going to happen. I'm not saying you have to walk around looking for trouble either. That's not what I'm saying. All right. I don't want people putting words in my mouth saying, are you trying to incite a riot? Are we going to invoke the Insurrection Act? Not going to happen here. Jeff in North Carolina. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Hey, I wanted to tell you, I wanted to say thank you for getting me addicted to your show, brother. I'm listening to you online now. I'm not getting a good signal on the shortwave anymore. So anyway, you're going off. But yeah, I was up yesterday morning, got on the computer. My wife comes out and goes, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, you get one guess what I'm listening to." So thanks for getting me addicted to your show there, Dave.
Well, you're welcome. Jeff, I don't know what else to thank you for your service. Well, you know, we're both veterans. I mean, we both understand how the game is played, right? And so, you know, I'm just defending my honor here, listening to the Power Hour.
That's about the way it goes. But anyway, Dave, hitting on awesome stuff as usual. I wanted to comment on a couple things. I wanted to ask you. You were talking about the Donald Trump insurrection and all that. Did they ever bring up anything more about Ray Epps at all? I mean, that was out for a very short time. Did anything else ever come up?
Oh, yeah, it did. Yesterday on the show, we brought up the fact that, and I don't know, you know, maybe it was because the shortwave signal was kind of poor, but yesterday they charged, I mean, it was in the news that Ray Epps has been charged, are you ready for this, with misdemeanor disorderly conduct in a restricted area. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You want to talk about violation of the Insurrection Act? I swear. And see, people, everybody, their brother, and you could agree to disagree here, Jeff, or anybody else who wants to call the show this morning. You can agree to disagree. This guy had to have been an FBI informant. He had to have been an agent provocateur. He had to have some role in this whole thing. What's your take on that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's no doubt about it, Dave. I was wondering about that and wondering, I'm sorry about my, you know, I got this taken care of as far as the, I can listen to you online, but I didn't hear that. But, oh, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. That's why I was so curious about that, because it's like the guy just, you know, is up there and he's in the spotlight, you know, and doing this and that up there, telling people what to do. It's just like he just kind of faded away. And it's like, what in the world, if they're looking for people, you know, what in the world is going on?
Well, see, and the thing is they were all standing around him when he was given these commands going, fed, 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 fed. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. That should have been a dead giveaway to turn around and walk away. You were being set up. No, no, no. They couldn't have that. See, that's part of the problem is these people got carried away and walked right into the trap. And Pelosi said it. Well, this whole thing, I swear to God, the whole thing was contrived. It was all contrived, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. They walked right into it. And, you know, it really is a shame. And as far as, you know, it's like these people that got arrested and locked up and everything, it's like they're like the ultimate bad people of all time. And they're just like, there's like no hope for these people. You know, it's like you really feel for them that they got sucked into that. But, it really is a shame the way things are going. But let me share this with you, Dave, and then I'll get off here. I know you got other callers. This is the state of our country right now. I've listened to a lot of Christian music in my life, and there's this Christian musician. Well, he's not anymore, but he put out a song. He's completely walked away, and he was very talented. He's completely walked away. He put out a song now that it's called "Boys Will Be Girls." And it shows him up there getting his face painted, getting a wig put on. Now, this is a guy that used to be a Christian artist and has completely walked away. This is the state of our country. We were talking about the LGBTQ stuff. This is the state of our country. I looked at this video a few days ago. I just could not believe it.
Wow. Well, Jeff, the Bible talks about the apostasy, and I guess you got people playing right into the game. I don't know. Can't say much more than that. I don't know. I said sad that, you know, the guy that you thought was somebody to look up to now is like, is that AI or is this guy really off the rails? I get it. Thanks for your call, Senor. Have yourself a quality day. We appreciate you more than you know. Thanks for listening. And tell your wife I said hi. It's okay. He's only going to take over the computer for 2 hours. It's all right. You guys are great. Up in North Carolina, up there in the Tar Heel State. Gotta love it. Yep. See, they're calling from all over the nation today. 844-769-2944. Biden announced yesterday he was canceling $37 million worth of student debt for borrowers from the University of Phoenix, saying they were deceived by the school, making the administration's latest move to make good on Biden's priority of forgiving student debt. Okay. Who pays for that? Not Biden. I swear to God, if everything he did came out of his own pocket or Congress's pockets, it's like, look, you guys want to pass a bill? You can pay for it. We're sick and tired of paying for it. That's why you got Rand Paul saying, we're not going to fund Ukraine anymore. I'm not signing any of these bills. I'm not signing stopgap measures if they have provisions for Ukraine funding in it. I'm tired of funding Ukraine. It's really funny, though. October 1, right around the corner. And see, if they don't pass this spending measure, the stopgap measure, the government's going to shut down. Kevin in Ohio, how are you?
Hey, real good. We have county fair going on. Two grandchildren showing beef. It's just wonderful. Great cool. time of year. Yeah. Poland has stopped importing Ukraine grain too.
Yeah, that's what we just reported.
You mentioned the weaponry, but I didn't hear the part about that.
No, we were talking amidst the grain shortage.
Yeah, they're cutting their price so low that it's killing the Polish farmers, and they finally got a kickback about these. What people call illegals and all. My brother's neighbor down in Punta Gorda ran up to Maine last week, stopped at a motel in Connecticut, and got up in the morning, and here there were 40 cars in the parking lot. All the windows were smashed and robbed.
Uh-oh.
Cars were robbed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Ain't that a world? And then,
wow.
And they said, the manager said, and the cops told them they wouldn't do anything because they can't catch anybody.
Of course
not. Just wrote it off.
They weren't there. Call your insurance company.
No.
Golly. Oh, that's sad. And that's sad.
Yeah. Isn't that really ugly? And then I don't like calling these people illegals that are coming in this country. I like calling them invaders. Because they're definitely warriors attacking us. They're plain, cold-hearted warriors. And then lastly, up there in Dubuque yesterday, Trump told the crowd that he's going to have the largest deportation in history. Going to
he did.
Get them all out of the country.
while he was handing out pizza.
Oh, yeah.
and I mean, what does the media show Trump doing in the photo? Signing a girl's, tank top. Okay. He's reached the magic marker, signing her tank top. And I'm like, is that what he was signing? Okay. Oh, my God. Come on. It's called optics. It's called optics. You got to be careful in this day and age. I mean, it's like Lauren Boebert going into a theater. And now she has to backtrack and apologize for all her little misdeeds. And it's like, Lauren, they're watching you. Your opponents are going to use this against you in November. Come on, you people need to be paying attention to what's going on here. Kevin, you nailed it. You nailed it this morning, sir.
Thank you. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
See you, Dave.
Take care. All right. We also wanted to mention that the White House will no longer. I love it. There again, the news stories again talk all about the White House. The White House said this. The White House said that. I didn't know White Houses could talk. Did you? Yeah. The White House will no longer dispatch two key officials to Detroit and interfere with the UAW strike, right? Like they have any business doing that in the first place? This is a labor dispute. Really? They're gonna send acting labor secretary Julie Hsu and senior advisor Gene Sperling up there to provide support as the UAW and auto manufacturers aim to reach a resolution? What kind of support would that be? Yeah. You see, when the government sticks its nose in anything, it all goes south. I think we've all figured that out already. Debbie in Indiana, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that prayed for my daughter-in-law. She went home last Friday.
Oh, good.
Okay, and
praise the Lord.
I forgot to tell you, she didn't get none of the jabs. Her oldest daughter did, and she just gave birth to her great-granddaughter 13 days ago, and she got two of the jabs, and the baby has a yeast infection, urinary tract infection, heart murmur. She's turned blue a couple times, so everybody pray for her. Her name's Miracle.
No. Miracle? Well, it's going to be a miracle. Dear Heavenly Father, just lift this situation up. That child, Father, does not deserve what she's getting. Father, for whatever reason, people put their faith in the government rather than in you, and this is the end result of it, Father. Your healing power, your deliverance is there. Father, we are all meant to learn lessons while we're here on this earth, based on where we put our faith, and we thank you, Father, for lifting Miracle's life up. No matter what the outcome, that you are there and your guiding hand and divine guidance is over the situation. And we just pray in earnest in the name of your son, Yeshua, that this comes to pass and she is healed. Can I get an amen, Debbie?
Amen.
All right. All of you out there, I need to hear it. Thank you. This is the power of this show. This is what's important. I am sorry, Debbie, that she went out and got the jabs. We knew this was happening. Dr. Thorpe said it was going to happen. Babies were going to be in crisis mode. Now they are. I'm sorry. I really am sorry to hear that's bad news this morning. But, you know, God is there, and he's watching over the situation, Debbie. So don't you worry. You just keep praying, and everything's going to work out. We appreciate it. And thanks for letting us know what's going on. You got one recovered and one in crisis mode again. So, boy, it just seems like the things never stop, do they? So we appreciate you. Thank you. Darlene in Indiana, how are you?
Really good. Hope everyone else is as well. Last night on Jeff Rentz's second hour, they talked about all the CIA patents for doing stuff to us. If everyone listened to that, that will eliminate a lot of conversation and wasted time arguing about it.
Okay.
The other thing is I think some people need to learn to douse. If you learn to douse, and I learned from Dr. Detloff up at Organic Valley at a cow school, and she taught all the students and all the vets that go through Organic Valley how to douse so you can find out what's wrong with your animal faster. But it's good for many things like, are people lying? Is this a good source? Is this not a good source? And it has saved my life because I went through a bad divorce and the food was poisoned. So you just pick up the food and say, is this poisoned? And it says yes.
Wow.
And if you learn to do that, and it's very good. I did, another, you know, it was a barrier to get over the Christian thought, oh, dousing is scary, you know? And that's what they want us to believe. The Pope outlawed it in the 16th century, so that kind of made me go that way, because you wouldn't want your parishioners in the church dousing to see if the Pope's lying.
Yeah, you certainly wouldn't.
You know? So that's what pushed me that way as well. But it's also a comfort in isolation. They in a book by on dousing, they talked that they said that they showed some of the Vietnam vets how to do it to find the gook tunnels in Vietnam.
Oh my!
And I have not yet found a vet that knew how to do it, other than the farmers that know how to douse for water and which for water, you know.
No doubt.
But it's a remarkable thing to learn. You can go over your newscasts a lot faster saying, should I or shouldn't I? And you always have to ask when you start. And then you got to establish your yes and your no's, which you generally do with your name and someone else's name. And I just use a red string because I'm out here on the farm and I got rough hands. And whenever I go into my watch pocket to get into the pin sometimes, or going to get something else, I grab that accidentally, my finger gets snagged on it, and it goes flinging across the country, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, and the thing...
It's something to learn, and it's also a comfort in isolation.
It is. Well, I appreciate that, Darlene. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, have a good one.
Wow. Yep, you too. All right, so now we have Google being sued for negligence by the family of a North Carolina man who died after driving his car off a collapsed bridge while following directions given by Google Maps. Oh, my goodness. Philip Paxton, a medical device salesman and father of two, drowned in September last after his Jeep plunged off the bridge that had broken off 9 years ago. And, of course, in a lawsuit filed on Tuesday, his family claimed that multiple people had notified Google Maps about the collapse in the years leading up to Paxton's death and had urged the company to update the route information, but no. So now Google's being sued for that. Amazing how that works. Ah, wow. In science and technology, with the time we have left in the hour, before Scott Shara comes on, AI-focused tech firms are locked in a race to the bottom, according to an MIT professor. Max Tegmark, co-founder of Future of Life Institute, organized an open letter calling for a six-month pause. Oh, you really think they're going to listen to you, Max? Yeah, you said they're headed to the bottom. Elon Musk's Neuralink, by the way, has now gotten the green light from the FDA so they can go putting in brain chips into human beings. Oh, yep. Walk away. I'm going to turn around and walk away. How many people are going to take him up on that? How much money do I get? You watch. You watch. It's all going to happen. Awe-inspiring Ring of Fire solar eclipse is going to be crossing the U.S. in a grand tour of the Americas. That's right, mid-October. If you live in certain highly populated parts of North America or beyond, this is an event known as the annular solar eclipse, going to cause the moon's shadow to bisect large swaths of North, Central, and South America on October 14th. So put it on your calendar. That is if you survived the EBS test. God, you got to love that. I had to bring that up. Singapore, Dubai, Aruba airports are embracing biometrics now for passport-free travel clearance. Well, they were doing that in San Antonio Airport when I went over there. People were running up to the biometrics machine and putting their eye up to the scanner.
Well, here's a great way to save time. Just come over here and let us take your...
Yeah, they got you. You idiots. So much for your privacy. Guess you don't care. Welcome to surveillance state. California has ordered a bottled water firm, Arrowhead Bottled Water, to stop using some of the natural springs that it's been using for more than 100 years, actually. That's a century. Following a years-long campaign by environmentalists to stop the operation. Okay, you guys. Yeah. Blue Triton, the owner of the Arrowhead brand. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're just like, oh, the regulators are having a field day with this one. So where are you going to get your drinking water from, folks? You tree huggers out there, where's that coming from? And people look at them, and in the back of their minds, they're going, we hope you die of thirst. That'll teach you. Well, no, we can't be evil like that. We can't play their game, but this is just, you know, come on, natural springs. We have resources in this country. The environmentalists, I don't know what it is about them. They can't wrap their heads around that. If they're there, they're there for a reason. God put them there. Of course, they don't believe that, do they? No, it's all about science to them. Genetic engineering of soil microbes is raising environmental alarms. Why? Because of the tinkering with genes of organic-based products from food to mosquitoes. Is that a healthy move for humans or the planet? Got an article on that. And who's behind it? Oh, yeah, Bayer, Monsanto, all of them, you know. Darlene at field day with that one, I know it. Yeah. All right, so let's see, Scott Shara. We're going to try to reach out to him, get him on the air, talk about his daughter's case where they tried to murder her. Well, actually, they did succeed on a three-drug cocktail in a hospital in Wisconsin. We'll be back up to these important messages. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.